There remains a problem for some passengers disembarking at the Bridgetown port. Several days ago, we heard the complaint of two visitors who said it took them a long time to get out of the port and that they had to pay a total of over $250 to get their bags out of the port. Now we hear a complaint from a Barbadian who's just ended a Caribbean cruise. He says getting to the cruise ship here was the easy part.
All passengers are put on a bus and driven to the cruise ship, which is no problem. Even if you have an ailment, if you have a problem in walking, if you have whatever problems you may have, even if you're in a wheelchair, you're taken to the cruise ship.
However, one of the passengers on the bus had a difficulty with the seating.
On leaving the bus, the lady started to complain to the driver about her seating condition. The lady went along about her business, but I was behind her, and the driver said to her, and I don't think she heard, the driver said to her, "Go along, you're complaining now, but when I'm going to come back, I'm going to go a walk." Nobody said anything to me, but I was waiting to see what was going to happen. And Mr. Ellis, I can tell you, as soon as we got off the cruise ship, we were told, "You go a walk." Now, I was told by the driver that we had to do this, but I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that Foster and Ince would allow passengers to go on an 8-day cruise and come back, having driven them to the cruise ship, and then make them walk back that half-mile distance with their luggage. Now, let me tell you this. You had to retrieve your luggage in the hall where the luggage is stored in sections. And then those of us who had two or more suitcases had to wend our way to the terminal building with that luggage. Well, fortunately, some of us were allowed to hire a porter, which I could understand the reason for that. Somebody has to make a living. So the porters came with their trolleys, and some of us had to pay these people to transport our luggage. We were lucky to be able to do that, but we still had to walk. My wife has a heart condition, Mr. Ellis. And she said to one of the Forster and Ince people, "Look, I have a heart condition, and I'm not sure I can walk this distance." He said to her, "I get in and I can do it now, you go walk." So we decided not to pull any punches, we walked. One thing I will say to you, Mr. Ellis, is this. On board that cruise ship was a very formidable, high-ranking minister in our government here. We saw him on several occasions on the ship. He doesn't know me, I don't. I know him by seeing him on TV, but he doesn't know me. And I know him to be one of the ministers that holds a very prominent ministry in this country. Now, I didn't see him in the departure lounge, and neither did I see him the day when we disembarked. I am wondering what happened to him when he came off that ship, whether he was given special treatment, whether he was a car came and picked him up at the terminal, whether he was allowed. I would think as a minister of government, his car was allowed in the area to pick him up. But my nephew had to wait outside to pick up my son and daughter and their luggage. Fortunately, the driver who was driving my car knows someone, and he was able to enter the port because of that. A call that was made from London to Barbados. And I'm saying this because I want you to understand what goes on in Barbados.
He adds,
"Everywhere I went on that cruise ship for the 8 days, I heard a Barbadian accent. Now, I am wondering whether we were treated like this because the cruise was dominated by, I would say, 70% Barbadians. And if this is the case, then we have something to speak about."
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.